Here is Sam again to read our other feature. It is taken from David James's Through the Decades supplement. He reminds us that 25 years ago, Wyndham's traffic nightmare came to an end.
The new £16.5 million A11 Wyndham Bypass opened, ending years of congestion through the town, a notorious bottleneck and accident black spot. On March 22, 1996, the 5.4-mile stretch of dual carriageway opened after 3 years of work, running from the Norwich side of Wyndham to the A11 at Bestthorpe. Roads Minister John Watts cut the ribbon at the opening ceremony with former Transport Secretary and South Norfolk MP John McGregor. Traffic experts predicted the route could reduce the accident rate along the stretch by 60% and cut the traffic rate on the existing A11 in Wyndham by 80%. An anticipated 16,000 vehicles would drive along the new bypass each day, skirting Wyndham, and what had been the only set of traffic lights on the A11 at the time. But environmentalists denounced the bypass, claiming it would destroy Norfolk's rural charm and increase pollution. There were also concerns about how the construction and new road would disturb a colony of rare great-crested newts. For instance, in February 1994, five members of a group calling themselves the Lizard Tribe occupied diggers for 6 hours in an attempt to disrupt hedgerow clearance near Spooner Row. The bypass project included £150,000 spent on 150,000 shrubs and 40,000 trees to line the route. Another £150,000 created a new habitat for the colony of great-crested newts in the area, with a series of ponds and a special fence to prevent them from getting onto the roads. Many locals welcomed the bypass and the positive impacts it would have on their lives. Vicar Rita Hawes lived in the area. Mr. Hawes described, "When lorries go past, you can feel the house shake, and it is frightening walking into town because they mount the pavements, so you really have to watch out for the kiddies. It is going to be heaven when the bypass opens," he said a week before the official ribbon-cutting session.